Long Table Harvest is a new farm food rescue program serving Columbia County. The goal is to increase access to fresh fruits and vegetables to county residents in need. Long Table Harvest co-founder Audrey Berman speaks about her program and its mission.
We work with farmers. We have about 16 farms that we're partnered with this season. And what we do is we pick up leftover produce that comes back from market or from CSA distribution, and then we also bring volunteers out to the farm to actually glean or harvest the produce from the fields. That usually happens because farmers can't sell all the produce. They have to plant more because of inclement weather, because of blemishes, because of things like that. So on average, about 20% of produce doesn't actually make it out of the field. So if we can get the volunteer labor, we go out there and we harvest that. And then so what we do with that produce once we've collected it is we distribute it to food pantries and other community-based organizations in Columbia County. Yeah, and because Columbia County is very densely populated with small and medium-sized farms, we're actually perfectly poised to very efficiently gather all of this surplus produce and then distribute it throughout the county.
She describes the need in Columbia County for a service like hers and the groups with which she works.
So about 25% of residents in Columbia County are low income or live below 200% of the poverty line. I think about 10% are food insecure, and these are different like federal designations. But 25% of the county is in need of fresh produce and doesn't necessarily have the transportation to access it or the ability to afford it. So we're trying to take this really abundant resource that exists and bring that to food pantries. So about six of our sites are food pantries. And another, I think, five or six, we're still in the works on a few. So, yeah, about six are community organizations or nonprofits that work with, you know, low-income families, or many are based out of Hudson and work with youth and elderly in Hudson. So those two populations, youth and elderly, are especially in need in our county. So we're also trying to focus on those. But we partner with groups who already have trust built with the community members. So we don't have to go in and start our own distribution sites. We kind of tap into existing resources, and ideally there's programming around that as well. So, you know, conversation about food, where it comes from. Some of the youth that we'll be working with will come out to the farms and glean with us. We're trying to do a multifaceted program where we not only harvest and distribute produce, but we make sure that there's an educational component that goes with it as well. We believe that it's not just about bringing the food to the people, but making sure that there's a connection and a context.
Berman believes Long Table Harvest is the only program of its kind in Columbia whose reach is countywide.
There are two very small efforts, you know, fully volunteer-run. St. Peter's Gleaners is run by one retired gentleman, and he picks up from, I think, four farms just one day a week and brings it to a couple pantries. And then there's Ancrumdale Neighbors Helping Neighbors Association, and they're focused on feeding families in Ancrumdale. We're trying to do a countywide effort. And depending on how successful our program is this year, you know, we very much would be open to extending into Dutchess County, given that they're also densely populated with farms.
Berman and Long Table Harvest co-founder Laura Engelman have launched a fundraising effort on Indiegogo. They want to raise $20,000 to purchase a delivery vehicle and to register, insure, and fuel it. They also need money to purchase liability insurance to cover all volunteers harvesting on farms. Berman says these are the basic operating costs for harvesting and delivering produce this year. So far, the campaign has raised $8,300. She talks about how the idea for Long Table Harvest came to be.
Well, working on farms, you see very clearly how much produce doesn't get harvested, and that by no means is the fault of the farmer. That's just the risk of farming. So you have to grow extra to make sure that you can bring what you need to market or to your CSA members. They've paid up front, so there's a commitment on your part there, so you have to grow more. It's in your insurance policy. You can't predict the weather. So I saw how much food there was available and thought that it would be great if there were other ways to distribute that. I also know the financial challenges that many farmers in the area face, especially small-scale farmers, and we have to sell our produce typically, you know, sort of niche market sales. And not everyone can afford this really good food. And it is a basic human right, I think, to have access to good food. I spent 3 years farming and got a little burnt out. So I needed to focus my efforts on something else involved in agriculture. And this felt like I felt really experienced and capable of doing this in terms of having connections to many of the farms in the area, knowing how they work. I have a lot of experience working with nonprofits in my winters and also with the Hudson Valley Young Farmers Coalition. So I have a lot of organizing background and logistics. And this is very much just right, I think, for the way that my brain works. So that's kind of why I wanted to start this. And then seeing the need, I lived in Hudson for the last year, and it's very visible. The delineation between the various demographics on Warren Street and off Warren Street. And when I met my co-founder, Laura, she had been working with low-income populations, and so it was a conversation, and it just made sense for this to happen.